Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking about some of the details from the call that we talked about on yesterday's episode that Elon Musk held with Tesla employees last night. And then we also have a tweet from Elon, pretty interesting, I guess a pair of tweets here to discuss about Elon saying that Tesla may be the biggest company in the world pretty soon. So we'll take a look at that. Before we get into that, I wasn't planning on doing an episode today. I felt like because of this news, we'd have to do one. So I will have that Edmunds interview out probably over this weekend. And then I did earlier this week mention a second interview that'll probably be out sometime early next week as well. So thanks for the patience on that. But yeah, let's get into it. So first up, just a quick check on the stock. Tesla today finished down 3.4% to $618.71. That compared to the NASDAQ up 1.2%. So Tesla definitely trailed, did come back a little bit with the markets at the end of the day. Not quite enough. And pretty even after hours right now. All right, so first up, I just want to get into these call details. So I have had a chance to confirm some of what was talked about on that call last night. So the first thing that I want to confirm is that supercharger rumor about Tesla doing an app with an adapter and opening it up to other electric vehicles, that is something that was discussed on the call. So I don't know how confirmed it is in terms of it happening, but I would say that it's extremely likely at this point that that does happen. So again, we'll probably talk about the economics of that in a future episode, but that seems to be the situation right now. All right, so the second thing, I'm just going to read directly from what I've heard from a source. It says, quote, couple other things Elon mentioned. He said he was in the insurance. He said it was the insurance company Massachusetts Mutual investing in Bitcoin that convinced him to get Bitcoin. He said they are typically very conservative, so it turned his head when they did it, end quote. So that was a part of it. Obviously, that's a little bit less interesting than some of these other details, but a little bit of background there on the Bitcoin acquisition. Next here is, quote, he touched on Giga Berlin trying the new way of building the Model Y with press, Giga Press here, for both rear and the front of the car, as well as the battery pack being part of the construction of the car. Once they are happy with the production in Berlin, they will retrofit Shanghai and Fremont, end quote. So again, that's kind of confirming details that we had already had. Here he then says, quote, he then mentioned that they have a chance of production and delivery of 1 million units in 2021. So this would be kind of the first big news there. I'm guessing, remember yesterday, the source that we had discussed had said that think bigger and think even bigger than what, you know, people had been expecting. I'm guessing that's related to that. Of course, there are plenty of YouTubers out there and, you know, prognosticators that have expected that Tesla might hit 1 million units this year. Pierre Farragut on one of the earnings calls, I think the Q3 earnings call, had asked, he was kind of looking at the production capacity, and I think he asked 800,000 to 1 million, something in that range. And it looked like, or Elon Musk at that point said, you know, probably something in that ballpark seems about right. So that shouldn't come as all that shocking. I do think the analyst consensus on the street right now is somewhere probably right around 750,000. It might be even a little bit lower than that right now. But that would be the low end of Tesla's guidance, obviously. Said they should exceed pretty, I don't remember the exact wording, but they should exceed 50% growth this year, which would be that 750,000 benchmark. So if 1 million comes true, that would be obviously 100% growth year over year. That would be pretty incredible. We'll have to see how Q1 comes in. Again, we should get the Q1 numbers next week, and I think that'll give us some pretty good insight into what kind of production rates Tesla's hitting both in Shanghai and Fremont. It'll also be, you know, it's going to be a little bit suppressed because of the Model S and X, so we'll have to add stuff like that back in. And then obviously, if they get to 1 million, probably depends on what happens with Berlin and Texas. All right, so the last one here then, he said I've also seen elsewhere that the FSD subscription might be available in about 6 weeks, is apparently what Elon said on the call. So I would imagine that that will probably coincide with the release of the FSD beta. I would imagine those would be in tandem, just because it seems like once Tesla releases that, it's probably a good time to start offering that other method of payment. We may also see Tesla raise the price on the actual purchase of the option at that point too. That's something they've tended to do when they release new features. So those are kind of the details that I've seen from the call so far. Obviously the big one being that million delivery target. And important to mention there, it does say chance of production and delivery. So oftentimes when we get targets like this, it's important to differentiate between both actual production, production rate, and delivery numbers, because those can all be three different things. And if it's only talking about production, oftentimes that ends up being about production rate, and that can lead to a lot of misinterpretations. So having them say a million delivered and produced, I think, is a key indicator here of, you know, Tesla's actual targets for this year. So very exciting stuff there. All right, let's get into these tweets here. Kind of an interesting scenario here. I'm going to just look at the first one here. I think you guys can see that okay. It might be a little bit small, but so Holmar has tweeted this. You know, guys, I'm telling you, FSD is the biggest thing ever. Super bullish on this. Nobody gets it, but I know what I've seen. This is a big deal. Tesla's going to be bigger than Apple. So Elon replied to this saying, quote, I think there is a greater than 0% chance Tesla could be the biggest company, end quote. Now, this isn't a sentiment that is all that different for Elon Musk to say. Back in 2018, flip over here, right at the start of 2018, Elon Musk said he thinks Tesla will be a trillion-dollar company. And at that point, that was among the, you know, the largest market caps in the world. I think Apple may have just exceeded a $1 trillion valuation right around that time. I'm not even sure if they had been there yet. But Elon said that that could happen within a decade back in 2018. So Tesla at the time was about a $50 billion company. That'd be a 20x in value. But Elon has definitely made, you know, statements like this before. So while it is exciting to see Elon tweet this, it's, you know, it's nothing new from really the language that he's been talking about Tesla for the last while now. And he also alluded to this a little bit on the Q4 earnings call when he talked about, you know, probably the correct valuation for Tesla is to take the number of vehicles they deliver and then multiply that by some value for autonomy. He said, you know, $50,000 a vehicle, which if you start doing stuff like that, you get to the biggest company in the world pretty easily. So here's the other part of this tweet that was catching a lot of attention today. Here's all the context, same tweet. Somebody was fortunate to screen cap this before Elon ended up deleting this on the Tesla investors subreddit. Anyway, so after he tweeted that, I think there's a greater than 0% chance Tesla could be the biggest company, someone replied saying, love the direction of that arrow, greater than zero. Elon replied to that saying, probably within a few months. So if you're just reading this linearly, it sounds like Elon is saying that Tesla could be the biggest company, you know, at some point, and then he's saying probably within a few months. I don't think this is the case. Elon pretty quickly deleted this tweet. My take on this is that he was replying probably within a few months to some other question and just ended up replying to the wrong tweet here, and that's probably why he ended up deleting it. It just doesn't really fit with, like, love the direction of that arrow. Elon then replies to that with probably within a few months, even though his original tweet is saying greater than a 0% chance. It just doesn't really all mesh together all that well. The other speculation that I had seen on this was that, you know, Elon was deleting this because of concerns about the SEC restrictions on his tweets. This shouldn't be related to that. Elon has talked about the stock price before. Maybe applying a time to the stock price could be interpreted as, you know, something that would be in violation of that settlement. But obviously, not being a lawyer, as I've read the settlement with the SEC and Elon Musk, his tweet here would be allowed based on my understanding. So I also don't think it's related to the SEC stuff. I honestly just think it was a mistake for him to reply to that. He probably meant to reply to something else. So while that would be exciting for Tesla to be, you know, one of the most valuable companies within a few months, I don't think that is what Elon was intending to say here. Do I think that's impossible? I don't. If Tesla were able to launch FSD beta, and if it takes, you know, kind of a leap forward and they start to monetize that quickly, the valuation could jump pretty quickly. You know, it would obviously have to 3 or 4x, so it would have to be a pretty significant leap forward. A lot would have to go right. I don't think it's impossible, but I think it's, you know, very unlikely. Unlikely enough that Elon wouldn't be saying that here. So that's kind of my thoughts on that. Really, those were the big things that I wanted to cover today. I'm sure there's been a little bit of other news, but those were the main topics. One that I'll just point out here quick. So NIO has stopped production due to chip shortages. We've talked a little bit about this in the past, both related to NIO and obviously if there's going to be any impact to Tesla. So as of right now, you know, based on this call that Elon Musk had, based on the information we're seeing, it seems like Tesla hasn't really been all that impacted yet. Especially if Elon, you know, is pretty bullish on this call, and it sounds like the company, you know, from what is leaked out so far, the company interpretation has been very positive. So, you know, I guess we'll find out a little bit more information next week in terms of if there's been an impact here to Tesla that could be significant. But just wanted to make people aware that, NIO has also halted production. But they've also announced that they've, you know, had some issues before. Tesla has really just, to this point, said that yes, it's something they're monitoring, and it is something that could have an impact. So kind of different scenarios for each company there. All right, so I'll just pop into the chat here. Hopefully everything worked okay there. And I'll just see if there's any questions here. And then we'll wrap it up for the weekend. Again, that Edmunds interview will probably be out either later on Saturday or early on Sunday. Thanks for the super chat, Jakob or Jacob. Winston as well. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. All right. You guys know the drill. I'm just scrolling through here in the chat, see if there's any questions. Yeah, all right. Doesn't seem like there are a ton of questions, so I guess we'll wrap it up with that. And yeah, I hope you guys all have a great weekend, and I will speak to you this weekend for that interview. I guess I can just give a little context on that. Thought it was a good conversation with Edmunds. They, you know, I gave my point of view, they gave their point of view, and I'll leave it at that, and you guys can be the judge of that when that does come out. But thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you guys have an awesome weekend, and I'll see you again on Monday for the March 29th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.